Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. We want to thank you so much for joining us today. We are coming to you live from the Outdoorsman Attic at 2650 West Hamden here in Sheridan. This is the what used to be referred to as the old Camera Trader building. And the back of the store faces Hamden. And so it's that little service road right after you come down Hamden there after Santa Fe. And we'd love to meet you. If you get a chance, you're in the area, come by and see us. We got a good show lined up for you today. And 303-477-5600 is our number as well. And again, we want to thank Bill Paddock for having us over. And this is just a terrific store. And if you're not familiar with it, just let me tell you a little bit about it. It is a consignment store for the outdoors. And great, great concept. I had never really heard of anything like this until I met the Paddocks several years ago. And they used to be over in the old part of Inglewood, and then recently located over here now, probably a year ago. But it's a great store, and they've got firearms. All your licenses can be bought here, camping equipment, fishing equipment, hunting clothing, all kinds of stuff. You just never know what you're going to find here. Rarely do I come by, I don't pick up something. And Alan Stack, our guest, one of our guests today. Alan, you're about in that too. Every time you come in here, you pick up something, don't you?
As a matter of fact, today I got to pick up a check.
Oh, because they sold something for
yes,
you.
Yes, they did. They sold an outboard motor that I
well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, let me give everybody a formal introduction. Mr. Red Merrill, back from the horse injury, is back with us again, healing up. So, Red, glad to have you back.
Well, it's good to be back, Scott, and I am healing up, feeling good again. I've been on that same horse several times now that I fell off of.
Against my advice now. Yes, so the next time Red gets hurt, I want you to know, I've told him, Red, retire from riding horses, bud.
Yeah, I can't do that, man. It's in your blood. It gets in your blood, you know. Yeah. You either love it or you don't.
Well, that, I know, but then when you're looking at blood and it's yours, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's
I could have used one of those bull riding vests, you know.
Absolutely.
That time, that might have saved me from, I might have to start wearing a helmet with a face mask and, you know, shoulder pads.
Breastplate.
Suit up like I'm playing football just to ride my horse.
Exactly. But great to have Red back. And, again, Alan Stack is with us from Stack Opto. We're going to be talking about the Stack Sport Pack, hunting glasses, shooting glasses here in just a few minutes. And then, like I say, Billy Paddock will join us, the owner here at the Outdoorsman Attic. A couple of quick notes real quick I wanted to let you be aware of. There's a Faces of Freedom Sporting Clays tournament August 26th at Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. And we're going to go out there and be a part of this as well. And this is part of Freedom Service Dogs. And we've done some shows with them on our Haystack Help show. And the money raised will be going to help to training dogs for veterans. And we've really enjoyed. Kurt Rogers with Affordable Interest Mortgage has been donating some of his airtime to get this great organization some publicity. We've got to meet some of the veterans along with their dogs. And just a great organization. So that's freedomservicedogs.org/faces for more information on that. You can also call 303-922-6231. Again, 303-922-6231. But that is August 26th. I think it's about a 2 p.m. start out at Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. And that's Faces of Freedom Sporting Clays Tournament. Kevin Flesh, myself, Red, will be out there. And
you know, Scott,
competing in that.
We appreciate everybody else coming and donating their money, but you know, I mean, our team's going to win.
Well,
it's a foregone, it's a foregone conclusion.
It's only been about a year since we shot Sporting Clays.
<Yeah. laughs> You know, I mean, we're going to walk away with the prize and stuff. So, appreciate everybody else coming and donating their money.
Absolutely. Well, we need to get out there and practice a few rounds.
Yeah, a little bit.
And also, Phoenix Weaponry, our good friend Aaron Casey called me this morning. They're going to be out at Cherry Creek State Park at the Family Shooting Center tomorrow, Sunday. And I say that because our show is re-aired on Sunday mornings at 5 a.m. here on KLZ. But they'll be out there Sunday from noon to about 4, displaying a lot of their weapons, and you can shoot any of their weapons. You have to buy the ammo, but they will supply the weapons where you can come out and shoot some great, great firearms from Phoenix Weaponry as well. Our show today is brought to you by Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. I was out there yesterday visiting with Nancy Moore, the owners, and just a terrific place and a place that we have used faithfully for over 10 years and just a great, great veterinary clinic. You need a place to board your animals, of course, for all their veterinary care, training, all of that. It is a great, great medical center. 303-708-8050 is their number. Again, 303-708-8050. Well, Alan, how are you, sir?
No, I'm doing great, Scott.
Well, good.
It's sure good to see Red back.
It's good to see Red back,
Alan. I appreciate that.
So, you know, I was over in South Africa this last week and getting
used to
hunting.
Those are quite the pictures you have there.
Well, and what helped me make good shots was my Stack sports pack.
I appreciate
that. And I appreciate the glasses. I was showing them all over to the guys in the camp there. They're from out of state, and took some resource guides, showed them how to order from you. And it is just great to be able, when you go through all the things that you go through to go hunting, and then be able to make a good shot, because no matter what the conditions are, you can see your target really well.
Exactly. I mean, there's just so many different types of lenses and different types of optics we can use to make those, depending on what you're doing. Like you guys were talking about sporting clays. You know, we can use different colors to help those clays pop out there.
And then
you've got lenses that change, because you're going to have varying lighting conditions.
We better get Red's eyes checked now before he goes after all that bragging, so he'll make sure he can see them. Yeah.
Well, you know, Alan, I can tell that your sporting pack really helped Scott, because the last time we went, he didn't have that sporting pack.
And
he couldn't hit the broad side of the barn. I had to kill all his game for him, you know.
But it was a great, great hunt, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Again, we're coming to you live from the Outdoorsman Attic in Sheridan, 2650 West Hamden. Come see us. We'd love to meet you. If you've listened to our show, Drive Radio, John Rush and his crew there, Dennis, of course, hosting for John today. But we would love to meet you if you're a KLZ listener. And by the way, you can hear our show now on 100.7 FM and 95.3 FM. And so hope you'll catch us there on any of those stations. So, Alan, how does it work? Let's talk about just the initial consultation when people are looking for these glasses. And since we're doing our outdoor show today, let's talk about shooting and all that. So what is
exactly
that?
Well, it'll start off, if you haven't had an eye exam in the past year, it's a good idea to get that eye exam done. And you know, I have a doctor there, and he charges $69 for the eye exam. He's well versed on the, you know, different needs of the hunter or the shooter. And I'll take that prescription. You want to make an appointment to see me and the doctor. I actually have a little form that you'll fill out as far as your shooting or hunting needs. And then we'll discuss it. We'll go through, you know, what is it you're doing and what's the best approach to correct any type of eyewear needs you might have. And then that, you know, if we go with the sports pack, that, you know, there's other options. But the sports pack is probably the most popular, because you can get one frame and then multiple lenses depending on what you're into. You know, if you're into handgun shooting and you're, you know, over 40 or 50, you need a little help, you know, to see that front sight.
Now what about when you're over 70 like Red?
Well, I can help Red too.
Yeah,
you know? But he doesn't need any help. I mean, he's dead on, right?
Yeah,
and always
tell you
been.
That's true.
When I was over in Africa, our pH, we got a dog here. All right, our pH. We were all sitting around a campfire one night, and we were just talking about, you know, good shooting and how important it is to practice before you come over there, because sometimes if you're shooting dangerous game, you want to make a good shot, an ethical shot for the animals. And our FC, our guy said, I tell you what, one of the most confident shooters I've ever met is Red Merrill. That's what he said. And then I saw a check in his hand that Red had mailed him for saying that. 303-477-5600 is our number. If you're just joining us, we are coming to you live from the Outdoorsman Attic in Sheridan, 2650 West Hamden. Again, we'd love to meet you. Come by and see us. We're going to talk a little more with Alan here when we come back from a break. And then we've got Austin Parr with us. And Austin's from Discount Fishing Tackle. And Austin does a lot of guiding on fishing. And we're going to get some fishing reports from him as well. So come see us. We'd love to meet you. You're cleaning out the garage today on this hot day, and you've got some good items that you might want to consign, bring them over to the Outdoorsman Attic. We'll be right back.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
The Laura Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 8 on AM 560 and 100.7 FM. KLZ, The Source.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. I want to thank you so much for joining us, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Our good buddy, Kevin Flesh, is out spending some time with the family today. So, by the way, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And sure am thankful for the father I have. And brought me up, of course, in a lot of good ways in a lot of other different areas, but certainly in the outdoor world and hunting and all the different things, really gave me my love for what I do. I'm not sure how thankful my wife is for that upbringing, but I am very thankful. So I know my dad is listening. He calls in and listens to the show, and I may even get him on here a few minutes before the end of the show. But love my dad. And if your dad is alive, make a call today or this weekend. Okay, and I don't care. When I say I don't care what's going on in your life, I don't mean that disrespectful. I just mean, you know what? Life is short. A lot of people wish they could pick up a phone and call their dad today and tell them how much they appreciate them, how much they love them. And I just hope you will do the same. And it will mean a lot to both of you, I promise. Austin Parr, how are you, my friend?
Great, Scott. Thanks for having me.
It is great to see you. It's been a little while, and fish are biting, so fill us in.
Oh, man, this is the time of year for sure to wind up getting out there and getting after it. I mean, we've been doing a whole bunch on a lot of local metro waters. Cherry Creek, in particular, has definitely been about as on fire as you can wind up getting. Early morning, the bait bite for walleyes has been great. We've been transitioning into a lot of artificials as the day kind of progresses, so that's definitely been great. Unfortunately, we haven't been on Chatfield a whole lot lately. The high water last year really kind of increased the bait supply out there. There's just a ton of shad all over the place, so the bite's definitely been a little bit tough. But The smallmouth have definitely been fishing out there really good. I mean, we've been hearing a lot of reports of guys going out and having 30, 40, 50 smallmouth days out there, while we've been on creek having 50, 60, 70 fish kind of days out there. So right now, if you have a boat and you have some time off to wind up getting out and fishing some metro waters, it could not be any better than right now.
What are really your peak times of a day normally?
I mean, I typically am getting out there about 5:30 or 6 in the morning, and you have a really good bite that lasts up until the 9:30 or 10 o'clock kind of range. With the weather pattern that we've been having, like with all the heat lately, that bite tends to end a little bit earlier. But if you get some good cloud cover or a little bit of a cold front going on this time of year, it'll last a little bit longer. But the kind of interesting thing that I've been kind of finding is that early morning bite, which is peaking for the walleyes, you get to see, you know, you're actually having a lot of fish feeding. But as the day kind of moves along, I'm using my sonar, finding a lot of fish that are moving out onto some more open water structure points. And then I'm using some more artificial baits to try and get a reaction bite off those fish. So instead of them actually eating out of hunger, we're doing a real aggressive kind of off-the-wall presentation, and we're getting those fish to continue to wind up biting as the day kind of moves along.
Yeah, Austin, what's the average size fish you're catching?
At creek, I mean, it's 15 to 22 is going to be pretty average. And, you know, the keeper size is 18, and everyone always kind of complains that there's no 18s in that lake, but we definitely pick a lot of them up. And have been over the last couple weeks. A lot of fish in that 16, 17, 18-inch range.
And is that for all the different species or just for walleye or just for smallmouth or what?
So the walleyes at Cherry Creek, that's going to kind of be the middle size right there that we were just talking about. Along with those walleyes, actually, especially with the reaction bites on a lot of our artificials and plastics and swim baits that we've been throwing, we've been getting a lot of crappies. And been getting them from, you know, 8 to 14 inches. So we've been getting some really big crappies. And then as you kind of cycle over to Chatfield, you get a lot of smallies that are in that 12, 13-inch range. But every once in a while, we've been getting some good ones that are pushing up into that 15, 16, 17-inch range that are some good quality fish. And those smallmouth, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a freshwater fish that's local to Denver that's going to fight any harder than those guys. So they're good and strong.
So someone wants to book a trip with you. What's the best number to contact you?
303-514-5546 is going to be my cell phone number. And, you know, even though I've been out doing a lot of guiding in the mornings, if somebody wants to get a hold of me, they can shoot me a call, leave me a message, or shoot me a text message, and I'll get back to them.
Right. Talk about some of the equipment that you have on your boat as far as you mentioned, you know, sonar stuff, all the things. You know, equipment has advanced just like all sports, golf, all the different things. But it really has given you guys a great advantage, hasn't it?
Oh, it really has. You know, I have access to start with, some one-foot contour maps on my Lowrance sonar unit. So that is really allowing me to wind up going and pinpointing these structure points. But that Lowrance unit up front is about as important as anything. You know, I have several of those on the boat, and it really is allowing me to utilize my GPS and my regular sonar to be able to locate fish and stay on top of them. Now, in addition to that, I have a MotorGuide XI5 electric motor on the front, and that is about as rock solid of a trolling motor as you can wind up getting. They have actually a GPS anchor feature on those, and I wind up using those a whole lot because I'm finding these fish, and especially in a heavy wind, you can just push a button, and through a GPS, that sonar is going to keep me pinned on that spot. So I'm able to use my sonar to find the fish, and then I can move my electric, come back, pin right on top of them, and stay in position for my clients to be able to make good, accurate casts and not have any casts that are wasted. You're going to have casts on fish, every single one.
Wow.
And that sounds like a great deal.
Yeah.
And you work for Discount Fishing Tackle. And,
absolutely.
Do they carry all these supplies that you've been talking about?
I have the Lowrance units down there. Unfortunately, we are not a motor guide dealer down there. But if anyone's in the market for a trolling motor, I'd be more than happy to wind up discussing that with them. I've run both Minn Kotas and motor guides, and that motor guide unit is far and away better than that Minn Kota. And I really, you know, along with really high-end rods and putting the right thing on the end of that line, that electric motor is leading to my success as much as anything.
Yeah, and tell us about the rods that you, rods and the reels that you like to use.
So, you know, if somebody's looking to wind up going and targeting some of these metro smallmouth and walleyes, you know, you're going to be looking for a 6.5 or a 7 foot rod, either in either a medium light or a medium action. So that medium's going to be a little bit heavier than that medium light. But a big characteristic that you're going to want to wind up trying to get is having something with what's called a fast action tip. So that's going to be that medium power, but that fast action means that that rod is just going to be bending right out on the tip versus more in the middle of the rod. And that's going to give you a lot better control for casting accuracy as well as sensitivity. So you'll be able to really feel that light bite, which these fish are doing a lot of right now. So I personally run all St. Croix rods and a whole arsenal of those rods from their $100 model up to their $450 model, which I'm running. Anybody can wind up picking up any of those rods in a medium light and having a good solid rod to go out there and fish with. But in addition, I'm also running a lot of braided line, which is going to be reducing my stretch, and it also doesn't have any memory, which means that it's not going to come out of the reel with any kind of a coil on it at all. So I'm going to have a direct connection to those fish, and with those really high-end rods, you can feel that light, sensitive bite and be able to take advantage of every single bite you're going to get.
And what type of reels?
Yeah. You know, I'm a big fan of Shimano reels just for the fact that I've fished a whole arsenal of different ones, and there's a lot of good smooth reels out there, but I found that those Shimano reels stay smooth for the longest. So particularly when I'm out on the water almost 7 days a week, I'm looking for a good durable reel, and as long as somebody is keeping dirt and grit out of those reels, they're going to remain smooth for years and years. And it's really important to wind up matching size to a rod as well. So if you're talking about that 6.5 or a 7 foot rod for that good jigging walleye rod, incorporating a 2500 or a 3000 series Shimano reel is going to balance that rod really well. It'll be really comfortable to fish with, and it'll also have a nice smooth retrieve to give you some good success.
Now, when people book a fishing trip with you, they don't have to have any gear, do they?
Absolutely not. I have all that on the boat. I have an arsenal of that high-end stuff, all of the terminal tackle, bait, everything that we may be fishing for a certain day. I have it all.
Wow. What's the experience level of most of the people that come with you? Do you get the people that look at you and go, hey, look, don't laugh at me, but I've never fished before? Or are most people pretty experienced?
You know, it kind of depends. I mean, this past week I had some folks that just wanted to go out and get some fish. You know, they hadn't been having a lot of success lately, and, you know, they weren't super experienced. But then, you know, I also have a guy next Wednesday that I'm actually going to be going out and going in his boat. He's a real experienced guy, but he wants to kind of figure out how to fish these lakes. So I have a whole arsenal of different guys just depending upon the day. I have a lot of guys that have their own boat that they'll go out and mine, and we'll go and, you know, just kind of get them dialing in on a certain lake. And other people just want to go catch fish. So,
and that's the reason why most of us end up hiring a guide. We are tired of not having success.
Exactly.
And when you have someone that's doing it 24/7, you're studying it, you know it, you know, in this case, the waters, you know what baits are working, you know the depths to fish. I mean, it's crazy not to do this.
Yeah.
So give Austin a call, 303-514-5546, 303-514-5546. So let's say a couple of buddies want to come. What's it going to cost them?
Doing $300 for one or two guys and $400 for the full set of three.
Okay, so, man, split that between a few guys.
Heck yeah, get out there and we'll put a whole bunch of fish in the boat. And, you know, from right now until the end of July, you're going to be seeing a great walleye bite that's going to be lasting. We'll see how Chatfield goes, but Cherry Creek for sure has been awesome. And then past that, I have some good private water largemouth options, and a lot of guys like getting out and doing that too, and that largemouth bite winds up continuing all the way through the fall.
Well, Red, we got to get some more fishing pictures on our website with us involved.
You know, we've talked about that,
but
we just never have gotten around to doing it. We're always looking for a new hunting.
Let's get out there and get after
place instead of the fishing place. But boy, and you know, I know that we would have a great time with Austin. And for all you people out there that would like to take your son or daughter or your entire family, you'll never be disappointed going with Austin Parr. He will give you not only a great time, but a decent time. And I've not met any finer young man than Austin.
No, absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Again, we are coming to you live from the Outdoorsman Attic at 2650 West Hampton. Come see us. We'd love to meet you. And, again, if you've got some equipment around the house in the outdoor from camping, hunting, fishing, all of that, you can bring it over here. These fine folks will sell that for you. They can explain all the different consignment arrangements, firearms as well. And I know how that works because I've done it. So you can bring your firearms over here. They will sell them. They take a 15% commission on that. But, again, that's very fair. And, boy, most items sell pretty quick over here. But if you need to pick up some licenses, need to pick up a fishing license or your hunting license, all that, you can get that done here. It's your one-stop shop here at the Outdoorsman Attic. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Billy Paddock, the owner, Alan Stack a little bit more, and much more coming your way on Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of Haystack Help.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Wake up with Steve Curtis, weekday mornings at 6 on KLZ 560.
Well, now listen, people, let me tell you some news.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. Thank you so much for joining us, along my partner, Red Merrill. If you're just getting in the car or turning on the radio, we are coming to you live from the Outdoorsman Attic at 2650 West Hampton. Again, this is a great store, family-owned and operated, and just probably one of the friendliest stores you'll ever walk into. And coffee's always hot, although that doesn't sound quite good today with it being in the 90s. And it will be a good visit over here, I promise you that. I'm looking right now, some archery equipment, some bows they've got. They've got a full rack of firearms over there and handguns. And if, again, if you're looking to consign a firearm, this is a great place to do it. They get a lot of traffic in this store, and I promise you it's the best way to do it now with all the laws we have and all that. It's a very safe way. They will sell the firearm for you here. You can pick up all your licenses here. Live bait, that's been a busy item here today as well. And it's glad to have Billy Paddock with us. Bill, how are you, bud?
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Thanks for letting us come out today.
Yeah, thanks for coming over.
So, you know, how did this whole concept really come about? Because to me, it's a genius idea.
Yeah, it actually came out of necessity for us. I was running construction for a long time, and then the housing market kind of crashed in 2007, and I had to get rid of all my goodies.
So I was trying to sell my hunting gear on Craigslist and eBay and all those things, and found that it was kind of a pain in the butt, you know, having people show up over at your house at 8, 9 o'clock and offer you half of what you're asking for the item. And so I thought, there's got to be a better way. And my wife, she was getting rid of stuff at girl consignment stores, you know, clothing and all that. And she said, why don't you try to find something like that? And there was nothing out there available. So I thought, maybe I could do that with all my stuff.
Right.
And so that's how we originally put inventory into the store. It was my stuff, my father's stuff, and that went pretty good and found a kind of a niche. And this has been our sixth year now. We've doubled our business, and things are looking pretty good.
Yeah, well, and this location that you have is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is, and I know when we first knew that you were going to move from Englewood, it was kind of a bummer for all of us.
It was pretty scary.
High traffic area. Again, people knew where you were. You moved over here to 2650 West Hamden. You personally just blood, sweat, and tears and getting the building ready. And, man, it's phenomenal. I mean, it is a great store downstairs, upstairs, kayaks in here. So talk a little bit about everything that you've got available.
Yeah, it started off as it was just a pretty small store with limited items, but we've kind of grown into now we're known for inflatable kayaks and bait. You know, I know that there's other people that sell that stuff too, but you know, the stuff that comes into this store, you know, it's anywhere from the little inexpensive Coleman lanterns and that stuff to real high-end hunting gear that people bring in. You know, we've got some Kafaru tents that are downstairs, and
I saw some Sitka.
Yeah, Sitka gear, you know, and you know, it runs the gamut, and it's kind of neat, you know, because we get a lot of people that come in here weekly just to see what's new, and there's always something, and they keep coming back and get great deals, you know. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, well, you know, Bill, every time I've come in, I have bought something.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just because I wanted to spend some money and just in order to buy something.
Yeah.
I've actually found something that I had been looking for or that I thought would be really good for, like, my son. I bought my son a set of Peter Hathaway Capstick DVDs just this morning because he and I both have read a bunch of those books and stuff. And so every time I come in, there's something that I say, man.
You know, a lot of our customers, what they do is they try to stop off to us first and see if we have it, you know, because if we do, typically it's going to be much less expensive than the big box stores.
Well, and I was just going to say, those DVDs would have probably been $100 somewhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And just great savings. So, again, big box stores, every once in a while we all have to go there.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm telling you, you will find great items here. And things that are in good shape. These aren't things that are worn out because they don't take that kind of stuff. I mean, I've seen brand new clothing in here. I've seen brand new boots. And, again, fitting every price range that you want, a great selection of handguns. I'm looking at their rifle rack now. They've got some lever actions, some big game rifles, whatever, shotguns. They've got it all. And, again, your licenses you can get here, which brings me up real quick on the date I want to get out. The next big date is July 5th, the leftover draw application deadline. And then on July 26th at 9 a.m., over-the-counter licenses go on sale. And then August 2nd, 9 a.m., leftover licenses on sale in person and by phone. And I'm telling you, this is where I would come on August 2nd. It is a very easy place to get in and out. They take care of you, and I've done that the last few years. Been right here, Bill, and it's been a 2-minute
deal. Yeah, we try to work pretty hard to get people in and out because I know that those, especially the leftover tags, they disappear quick, and you don't want to be standing in line at a big box store and knowing that the guy three people ahead of you just got the last tag.
Sure.
Know,
so what are some of the things right now? You say, hey, you know, we move a lot of stuff. Here's some areas. If you've got some things in camping or fishing gear, what are some things to say, hey,
you know,
these items do good here?
Yeah, right now we're in desperate need of old school lanterns and the Coleman stoves. Believe it or not, we're a little short on tents too, you know. So if you have that kind of stuff just sitting in your garage or attic, bring it down, you know, because there's people that are really looking for that stuff, and we can definitely get you more than what a garage sale would.
Right. And people, you can also order
a
lot of new items and save people money as well. So if, maybe if you're looking at a firearm or you're looking for some ammunition, all the different things, again, they've got a great supply. But if you're looking at some things there, they can help you. Now, again, I mentioned earlier, you know, consigning and selling guns now. It's not like it used to be where we could just do a transaction between you and me. Talk about the safety of just doing it right here at a store like this.
Yeah, so since we are a federal firearms licensed dealer, we have to follow those rules, which everybody should. You know, say you were going to try and sell a gun to your buddy. Well, you can't do that off of the back of your pickup truck anymore. You actually have to have a background check run for that item. So you bring it into us and, you know, we'll handle the background check. There will be a fee attached to that. And that protects both of you guys.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah, as much as we hate that law.
Yeah.
It is still the law.
It's still necessary.
And you don't want to take a chance. Now, I'm talking to all you guys out there.
Yeah.
Don't be taking a chance on this. Yeah. It will come back and get you.
Yeah, you don't want to be the poster child when that happens because somebody will get pinched for it. And, you know, you don't want to have that be you.
Absolutely. Talk about some of the handguns you got. And I know it's probably hard to remember all of them, but you got some good deals over there.
Yeah, we have anything from Wilson Combat pistols all the way down to 22 Browning. You know, I think we're a little light on the Glocks right now. We had quite the run on some of the Glock firearms, but
got a good selection.
Yeah, we have a good selection. We got a lot of revolvers. Yeah,
the case is full. Yep, and again, I saw some over and under shotguns, pump shotguns, semi-automatic. They got some lever action rifles over there.
Got a lot of black powder too. So
So we are at 2650 West Hamden at the Outdoorsman Attic, and just come by here during the week and meet Billy, his parents, and again, I love this store. Family owned and operated, and just extremely, extremely nice people, friendly people, and you know, you can even tell them something you're looking for, and they'll put it on a wish list and call you if they get it in. So they're glad to do that as well. Now, your live bait, we mentioned. Mm-hmm. What all do you sell here?
So we got live suckers, minnows, leeches, shiners, worms. I think that's about it.
All right. Yeah. Good deal. Yeah. And you've been running up down
almost
the stairs
yeah.
today, so you've been busy down there.
Yep, the tank is being emptied, so
Now, the kayaks, I know you talked about.
Yeah.
Those have been a hot item, and they're a good item in
Colorado.
They have,
yeah. We're a dealer for a brand called Aquaglide that's an inflatable kayak. The nice thing about those is they have a kayak for every budget, you know, so they have a real inexpensive way to get you out onto the water for $149, all the way up to they have an inflatable fishing kayak. It's got the Scotty rod holders and everything if you really want to, you know, test your limits on kayaking and fishing at the same time. That's an awesome way to go.
Right. Well, Bill, we appreciate it. Thanks for letting us come out here today. Thank you guys for
absolutely
all the support.
And we can't thank
you
guys enough for all the support you've done for our store too.
I love coming here, and most time I walk out with something.
That's how it works.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's Billy Paddock again, Outdoorsman Attic. I hope you'll come see us. So we look forward to that. Alan Stack still hanging out, shopping.
Oh yeah. Oh, this is.
Did you buy anything else?
Not so far.
Not so far. There's still time. And you close at what, 4 on Saturday?
We close at 4 o'clock today,
4 o'clock on Saturdays and usually till 5?
Till 6 on Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, okay.
But if there's a vehicle outside, chances are we're open.
All right,
so
good deal.
Just knock on the door. We're here. We'll sell.
So, Alan, on your sports pack, now, again, you brought a setup here for everybody could see, and but people can come by the store. You can take your time, go through, and let's kind of go through a little bit again that initial consultation and what questions you ask us if we're looking for those shooting glasses.
Exactly, and that's what I was talking about earlier, that we have this information sheet that kind of tells me what you're looking for. We'll fill that out. I'll look at it. I'll discuss it with you, and then we'll decide where the best plan of attack would be. What's neat about that sports pack is it can be designed so many different ways, customized, if you will, for each individual shooter. So
right.
It's a lot. And it's not just for shooting. You know, it's like you and I were talking the other day. You want some golf lenses.
Right. Bring that microphone a little bit closer to you. There you go.
There we go.
All right. And Allen Stack, Stack Optical, they're located at 3865 Cherry Creek North Drive. Their number is 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. And he mentioned earlier, $69 for a very good, thorough eye exam. If you are interested in the shooting glasses, when you call and make your appointment, just tell him you need to see Allen and the doctor, and he will get you taken care of. And we've talked about fishing a little bit. Man, Kevin Flesh, our good buddy,
just picked up,
loves his glasses. And, boy, if it's getting harder and harder to see those ties and all the things you need to do, Allen can fix you up.
Yeah, not only that, but there's just so many different types of lenses and tints that we can do depending if you're stream fishing or if you're out in the ocean. And that's a different lens than you would use up in the mountains in a stream. And we'll go over all that.
Right. Again, Stack Optical, 3865 Cherry Creek North Drive, 303-321-1578. We got to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to finish up. We've got another guest in the store we're going to get on. And I'll recap a little bit of my hunt with Bushman's Quiver Quality African Safaris. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place, you're always welcome. Let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Mobile Estate Planning with Michael Bailey. Wednesday afternoon at 2:30 during ATX. Ask the experts on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM, The Source.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. I want to thank you for joining us today. Again, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Faces of Freedom Sporting Clays Tournament, August 26th, Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. This is going to help support Freedom Service Dogs. We've done some shows with them on our Haystack Help Show during the week over the last several months, and this is a great organization. We are going to be part of that. We will be out there on that day. If you've got a team of a couple of buddies, give them a call, 303-922-6231. Get signed up and come out and shoot some sporting clays with us and raise some money for a great organization. They're actually going to have a dinner that night. And the awards banquet, which evidently Red is already accepting his trophy speech.
Yeah, I'm preparing my speech, okay. You know, already. So.
And we would love to meet you there. So 303-922-6231. For more information, you can check out the website, freedomservicedogs.org/faces. Well, I have a gentleman I met really through email last week or so, and I invited him to come over today to meet us and to talk with him a little further, Trey Sparing, and he's with Neil and Brownlee. Quality Big Game Hunts, they've been offering since 1975. Trey, how are you, bud?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, good. So tell us a little bit about yourself real quick, and then we only have a few minutes today, but just tell us a little bit about your organization.
Sure. So Jeff Neal started this company back in 1975. So last year was the 40th year. And about 10 years ago, he brought on Greg Brownlee. So those two last names are why you see Neal and Brownlee LLC. Greg brought me on about 10 months ago. I met Greg through booking hunts in Eastern Colorado for whitetail. And I was pretty eager to get into the outdoor industry from oil and gas. And so I just moved up here to Denver. Reason being, my wife is starting a 3-year residency at St. Joseph Hospital. So I had to move up here. And so what I do is I sell hunts. I sell great hunts. Specifically, I'm focusing on North America. Greg and Jeff, they focus a lot on Africa, Asia, New Zealand, a lot of those international hunts. And pretty much what we do is we represent quality outfitters that we've personally experienced. If we haven't, then that outfitter has gone through a very long validation process from
us. There's a lot of responsibility when we know it. When you put your name with someone, that's a lot of responsibility.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is. Quite honestly, there's a space in the outdoor industry for a booking agency because of bad hunts. Mm-hmm. You know, a first-timer who goes to Vegas at the SCI show or in Dallas for the Dallas Safari Club, and they want to go to Africa for the first time, or, you know, they want to do their first elk hunt. Well, right. Where do you start? Mm-hmm. You know? That's when you come up to our booth and speak with people who have been doing this for over 40 years. Right. So, you know, you're going to go and experience an outfit that truly produces what they claim.
Right.
And we handle all the details, you know, from tag applications, logistics, taxidermy, gear lists. You know, we walk you through the whole process of preparation leading up to the hunt.
Okay.
What are some of the... where are some of the places that you hunt in North America?
Everywhere. you know, I would say our hottest hunt in North America right now, it's actually booked out to 2019 at this point, is our Northwest Alaska moose hunt. We are 48 for 50 with clients on that hunt, and we are averaging 65 inches. So
that's big.
Yeah, it's a hot hunt for us. We do a lot in Canada, obviously a lot in the West, all the way down to Sonora, Mexico, which I experienced in December with a client. We do really, you know, a little bit of everything. Now, we don't have a lot of options for everything because really and truly, we don't just offer any hunt. We will only offer those that with outfitters that we trust. So,
for hunting here in Colorado, if a guy, you know, he doesn't have the budget to go to Alaska or Canada or someplace international, and he wants to hunt here in Colorado, what are some of the good areas and the type of game that y'all are?
Yeah. So, I deal with a lot of people who are getting into big game hunting for the first time, and I usually say, hey, black bear, antelope, whitetail. I would stick with those three to start, and particularly for Colorado, I would suggest that we would send them to the southern half or the eastern part of Colorado for antelope. Mm-hmm. For people looking for a hunt on a budget.
Sure. Yeah. We need to go do that, Red.
You know, we've been promising ourselves an antelope hunt for several years, because we've killed mule deer and whitetail deer and elk, mm-hmm. But we haven't gotten to go on a good antelope hunt in a lot of years.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually going on an antelope hunt October 1st in Wyoming, so I'm looking forward to that. And which is great about Denver is you can drive anywhere here. I mean, I'm real excited for the next 3 or 4 months because I'm driving out to a lot of our clients' hunts just to, you know, show good customer service. And I'm, you know, New Mexico, Kansas, Wyoming, Utah. Yeah. I can all drive from here, right. So it's great.
Well, you'll love living here, I promise you that.
I've been here 2 weeks, and I'm going gangbusters out here already. Yeah. So
well, that's great. So it's the best way, just go to the website?
Yes, sir. The website, neilandbrownlee.com, or they could contact me directly via email, which is simply trey@neilandbrownlee.com.
Okay, great. And if you need more information on that, you can get in touch with us here at Sportsman Colorado. But and just being very clear here, we just met. We haven't done our due diligence in checking things, but I know the name of the company, and they're very valid and very good. So we're going to try to do some things together, and because it is something hard to find, because you can go to these show booths and people can promise you anything, and you don't know. So it is really part of our mission, too, to hook up people with good companies, good people, where, again, they do what they tell you they're going to do. So,
yes, sir.
Trey, we'll look forward to more of these.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
You know, Scott, we're running out of time. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your latest African hunt and some of the animals that you
killed? Well, first of all, I missed you not being there.
Well, I missed not getting to go.
I really did. But went over to South Africa with our friends at Bushman's Quiver Quality African Safaris. You can check out their website at bushmansquiver.com. And able to take a really nice Cape Buffalo, and that was an experience in itself, which will take more time than I have to do it, but we actually saw a small herd probably about 600-700 yards away. We put a stalk on them, got within about 50 yards, and they say in all the different stories of people that I've interviewed that these Cape Buffalo look at you like you owe them money, and that is really true. They are not happy, and but boy, just a great deal. And of course, Stefan and FC, Stefan, the owner of the company, and FC, the PH, boy, they get you right in a great position. They look at the animals, assess the animals, and tell you the one to take, and it was awesome. Then got a nice eland, which completed my spiral horn grand slam, and a real nice 25-inch Inyala, a 53-inch kudu, and a couple of zebras, and it was awesome. So if you're looking for a good hunt, and again, we're going to get into a lot of different things that Trey has to offer in North America, but one special offer that we are running through Sportsman of Colorado is $3,950. This gets you 7 days in Africa, all your food and lodging, your pH, the field dressing, of course, for the animal. No taxidermy is included in that. And you get four animals. You get a blessed buck, impala, a warthog, and a blue wildebeest for $39.50. Yeah. That does not include airfare, which is going to run you a couple of grand. But I'm telling you, it's Father's Day. Ladies, if you're looking for something special to do, I'm telling you, this is it. This is a chance of a lifetime. Now, we've said that, Red, and we've been a couple of times.
Yes.
But anyway, my wife has still not understood what happened to that chance of a lifetime.
Yeah.
But it is great, and we'll talk about that. Next week, we are going to have Donnell Johnson and Lisa Thompson on. They're teaching a seminar at Bass Pro today on I didn't draw my tag, now what? So we're going to have them on the show next week. And I've got just a couple of minutes left here and probably not even that long. But, Mindy, if you could bring my dad up. I know my dad is listening in Dallas, so that would be great. Dad, are you with me?
I sure am, Scott.
I want to say welcome home to Red. We sure have missed you, Red, the whole hog.
Thank you. Thank you, Bear. I do appreciate that.
Well, Dad, I just wanted to tell you happy Father's Day. I just wanted to tell you happy Father's Day, and love you, and I'm thankful for all you've done for me my whole life. So I just want you to know that.
I've been blessed to have you for a son. I mean that, too. Scott, tell the people, don't forget the NRA.
Yeah, we're in a big fight, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Don't forget them now. And thanks for having me on, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And
all right. Well, I appreciate it.
We have what we have today because of the NRA and the men like you and Red that stand up behind them. So,
well, good deal.
Take care,
all right, I'll catch you a little bit later. We are out of time. We want to thank Bill Paddock for having us out here today at the Outdoors Manatic. I want to thank our good friend Alan Stack, Stack Optical. Get by there now. Come look at these glasses. It's a Stack Sport Pack. 3865 Cherry Creek North Drive, 303-321-1578. Also, Austin Parr. You can catch him over at Discount Fishing Tackle. But if you want to book a nice fishing trip, give Austin a call, 303-514-5546. For my partner, Red Merrill, my name is Scott Whatley. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. And again, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.